There is our school bell. And with that, we know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'd invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to the Old Testament. Find the book of 2 Kings and turn to 2 Kings chapter 15. In a few moments, we're going to read the first 12 verses of that chapter. And then we're going to turn over and read from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And the reason we're doing this is the history of Israel at this time provides the background for the study of the prophets Amos and Hosea. And that's really what our Sunday school lesson is about here. It's about Amos and Hosea. And so by reading this, we get the historical background, and it helps us understand the times in which these prophets spake. Now, while you're turning to 2 Kings chapter 15, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And the lesson plan we are following for this Sunday school lesson was one written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April the 27th, 1924. Now, if you have your Bible, turn to 2 Kings chapter 15, and I'll begin to read. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, the son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Howbeit, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in high places, and Jehovah smote the king, so that he was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house. And Jotham, the king's son, was over the household, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, did Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reign over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Shalom, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him, and smote him before the people, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. This was the word of Jehovah which he spake unto Jehu, saying, Thy sons unto the fourth generation shall sit upon the throne of Israel. And so it came to pass. Now with that, turn over to the book of 2 Chronicles. You see the books of 1 and 2 Kings, and then the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles cover the same time period, talking about those kings. But there's differences in those books, not in content, but in the what they cover. The differences are not contradictions between their stories, but they cover different things. It is often thought the book of 1 and 2 Kings appeared to be written by the prophets, while the book of 1 and 2 Chronicles appeared to be written by the priest. And while the books of 1 and 2 Kings deal both back and forth with Judah and Israel, by and large, the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles deal with Judah. But again, in looking at 2 Chronicles 26, we're looking at the time period of Amos and Hosea, and so we want to read that chapter. It says in 2 Chronicles 26 in verse 1, "All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. And after the king slept with his fathers, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought Jehovah, God made him to prosper." 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 6. "And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities in the country of Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gurbaal and Meunim. And the Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to the entrance of Egypt, for he waxed exceeding strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. And he built towers in the wilderness, and hewed out many cisterns, for he had much cattle, in the lowlands also, and in the plain. And he had herdsmen and vine dressers in the mountains and in the fruitful fields, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men that went out to war by bands according to the number of their reckoning made by Jeiel the scribe, and Maaseiah the officer, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the heads of the fathers' houses, even the mighty men of valor, was 2,600, and under their hand was an army 300,000 and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them, even for all the host, shields and spears and helmets and coats of mail and bows and stones for slinging. And he made Jerusalem engines invented by skillful men to be on the towers and upon the battlements, wherewith to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, until he was strong." 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 16. "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up, so that he did corruptly. And he trespassed against Jehovah his God. And he went into the temple of Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Jehovah that were valiant men, and withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Jehovah, but unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, to go out of the sanctuary. For thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from Jehovah God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy brake forth in his forehead before the priest in the house of Jehovah, beside the altar of incense. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out quickly from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out, because Jehovah had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Jehovah. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, write, So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial, which belonged to the kings, for they said, "He is a leper." And Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. So these were those times in which Amos spoke. And we read that the prophet Jonah preceded Amos. In 2 Kings 14 and verse 25, he restored the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath into the sea of Arba, according to the word of Jehovah, the God of Israel, which he spake by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Gath-Hepher. And we also see in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1 about this time of Jonah. But then we read that Joel is thought to have belonged to this period as well, although Joel is a prophet that is often difficult to date. Now Amos. Amos was a brave and heroic prophet. He fearlessly pronounced God's solemn words of condemnation against Israel. He very wisely began by prophesying against other nations, namely Damascus of the Syrians, Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, and Ekron, cities of the Philistines, Tyre, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and Judah. And this showed that God was just and impartial in his judgments. Now let me also introduce to you Hosea and his book. Hosea followed Amos as a prophet, although contemporary with him, prophesying. We read in Hosea 1 and verse 1 that he prophesied in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, though not through the entire reign of all of these kings. We can follow the other scripture passages in the names of in the prophets and see that Hosea was contemporary with Isaiah and Micah and Amos and Jonah, and in the early part of his life with some of the latter part with the others. Hosea's reference to our king in Hosea 7:5 shows that he belongs to the king of Israel. It says in Hosea 7 and verse 5, "On the day of our king, the princes made themselves sick with the heat of wine. He stretched out his hand with scoffers." He prophesied chiefly to the kingdom of Israel, but he did warn Judah also. We read in Hosea 1 and verse 1, "The children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint themselves one head, and shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel." And then Hosea 6 and verse 11, "O Judah, there is a harvest appointed for thee, when I bring back the captivity of my people." Hosea is the same name as Joshua, or Jesus. It means Savior. Joshua's name was Hosea at first. According to Numbers chapter 13:16, we read Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. And in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 44, "Moses came and spake all the words of this song into the ears of the people, he and Hosea, the son of Nun." So we read about Joshua, that great captain that followed Moses in the conquest of the land. This was not Hosea, but it's the same name as the name of Hosea the prophet. Hosea's wife and her children are made types of the infidelity of Israel, whose husband is God. And I want to read to you in our next class those stories about that, and we'll read those first three chapters of the book of Hosea. Hosea is frequently quoted in the New Testament. Hosea 1 and verse 10, and in 2, 1 and 23, we read in Romans chapter 9, 25 through 26, "And he saith also in Hosea, I will call that my people which is not my people, and her beloved that was not my beloved. And it shall be that the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall be they shall be called the sons of the living God." And also, we'll look at some other New Testament passages of Hosea in the next lesson.